The only thing I could think to do is go, be like, hey, hey, from Moana. I don't know why, but hey, let's go with it. It's Get Geekish. I'm Derek.
I'm Bino, and welcome to another podcast. I feel like we need some 70s fanfare for this one because we're doing another one of our celebrity spotlights.
You went 70s fanfare, huh?
Oh, yeah. I want like the Card Sharks theme in the background is what I want.
Okay. All right. I'm digging it.
Just imagine that because we can't afford to play it for you.
Yeah, no, not going there.
But we're going to do a fan favorite just about any convention you can imagine. He's been a voice actor in, I can't even count how many different shows, and an actor in some of the fandom's most beloved source material.
You know what's funny is you look at his repertoire. Resume, there we go, of stuff that he's done, and you're like, oh, that was him?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the one, the only, Alan Tudyk.
Yay!
Some people probably went, who?
Yeah, because he's not a household name, I don't think.
Right.
He should be, but he's one of those guys that everyone's, oh yeah, I love that guy. But he's not, his name, once you say his name, it's tough to forget it, but I still never believe it's how you actually pronounce it. I just feel like it's...
That's because you're juvenile.
I know. I have the brain of a 12-year-old, but...
But to give you an idea of who he is, I'm not going to hit the nail on the head real quick, but something recently that he was in, he was the chicken from Moana, which I know is not saying much, but he provided all the clucks and everything like that for it, which is hilarious. He was K2SO in Rogue One, which is the robot, which was an amazing part of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Joker in the upcoming Harley Quinn series, the animated series.
The voice of. Yeah.
So that's going to be kind of fun. He's Iago in the Aladdin remake,
mm-hmm.
which I'm okay with because Gilbert Godfrey was a little too much at times.
Well, a little at times, yeah. But yeah, we have this huge list of things he's been in that we can discuss today about Alan Tudyk. And if you don't know who he is by now, you're probably pulling out your phone, whipping up IMDb right now. And Alan, A-L-A-N-T-U-D-Y-K. Many of us know him as Wash from Firefly. Not Derek, though, because Derek's not a Firefly fan.
I
did. You're under the bus.
I have seen it.
I didn't say he hates it. I just said he's not a fan.
No, it's not that. It's just it took me a while to get into, and then I never finished it. And I know there's only one series, so people are like, it's only one series of like 10 episodes. How have you not finished it? I got distracted by other stuff.
For 15 years.
Yep.
Another thing I love about Alan Tudyk, because I have a number of friends that have met him at conventions, and every single one of them has walked away with glowing reviews that he is... like one of the most nicest, down-to-earth, funny guys they've met as far as celebrities go.
Well, I mean, I've seen the photo ops. We've seen them, and they kind of look like up to par with Jason Momoa's of where he actually interacts with them in the photos. Like,
I'm doing 400 meet and greets a day. We're going to make some of these fun.
Yeah, which I think is awesome. It needs to happen.
It's commendable for a lot of those people because they get paid how many thousands of dollars to sit there and how many, you know, $50 a pop for photos. And yes, I know it's a drain, but if it's that much of a drain, then maybe you should just contract yourself to do less or something.
Right.
If you can't put on that happy face for 2 or 3 hours at a time for people that it's their lifelong goal to meet you, then maybe you shouldn't be doing that part of the circuit.
Well, I mean, that's not to go off topic, but I mean, we go to cons together. You don't really opt for the photo ops. You've done a couple, like the big names. Like
I just get awkward.
But, you know, there's some people that I like to meet and everything like that. And it's just like when we were in radio, when we were meeting bands, it's always kind of a downer when you have somebody who's so excited to meet the band and you were like, hey, this is the band. And then the band's like, hey.
Yeah, and you see listeners or fans that are just like almost convulsing, like, oh my God, I love you so much. It's so amazing to meet you. Yeah, thanks. I'm going to sign something.
Well,
wow, you just sucked the magic out of that.
Was it Denver 2 years ago, 3 years ago when Cusack was there?
I think it was 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a huge deal. And we heard nothing but, you know, not to throw him under the bus, but not great things about the meet and greets and the photo ops. But again, there's the other side where I saw one celebrity, one girl who met him, and she was just bawling her eyes. I was like, are you okay? She's like, oh, yeah, I just met him, and it's been a dream. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe it's not that bad. I don't know.
And I always like to give celebrities a little bit of a pass sometimes because everybody has a bad day now and again.
Right.
So we're all like I said, not throwing John Cusack under the bus, because we talked to a few people that had a bad experience at Denver Comic Con. Maybe that was an off day. Maybe he's awesome another time.
Right.
It's the ones that you hear over and over and over again, like, that guy's a total douche. Like, okay. Well.
But with Alan, I've never heard anything bad. You see the photo ops. You've seen the interviews. You've seen the panels. This guy has fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you're going to be a...
He looks like he'd be somebody to be in a fun D&D group with.
I bet he'd be a relentless dungeon master. Or he'd be an awesome bard. One of the two.
That's good. You had to go bard.
I did. Well, I'm just looking at...
It's not an insult, I swear.
No, it's not. It's definitely not. You know, you just look at his other, his other characters that he's played. Steve the Pirate in Dodgeball. Totally spaced that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't imagine that, like a pirate bard. I want that to happen now.
Yeah, that's going to have to happen. I'll do some magical editing.
I wish that we could get Nathan Fillion and Alan Tudyk and some of the others to play Dungeons and Dragons, and I'd watch that.
I would watch that for hours.
Yeah,
they would. They probably wouldn't have to do a campaign. They could just create characters for 4 hours,
right?
And I'd sit there and have it on repeat. Like, wow.
They don't even start the campaign. You're right. They're just doing their character sheets. You're like, anyway.
Yeah. So a little more info about Mr. Tudyk. He's 48 years old. Looks well for his age, that's for sure. Born 1971 in El Paso, Texas.
Yeehaw!
And let's see, what else there?
He grew up in Plano, which is...
a suburb of Dallas.
Yeah.
I've never been there, I don't think.
Get
this, he was a brief experience as a stand-up comic before quitting after an angry audience member threatened to kill him.
Okay.
In my experience, if you're a stand-up comic and somebody threatens to kill you, that probably means you were... pretty dang funny. Or really offensive. I'm not sure which, but...
I don't know. He also studied at Juilliard for a little bit, but left before earning a degree.
He dropped out of Juilliard. How many people get to say that?
But he left. Dropped out just sounds so harsh, especially when you're talking about Juilliard.
Yeah, but how many acting awards has he got? Be like, yeah, I dropped out of Juilliard. Check out my wall.
I know, right? I mean, this guy, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What else he...
he was in Spamalot?
He won the Academic Excellence Award for Drama while in college. And let's see. He left Juilliard in 1996. And when he was a kid, he was all about dressing up as a cowboy when his family went out to dinner. Can you kind of imagine that? Him, like a big old 10-gallon hat, some plastic guns in his holsters. I'll get me some mac and cheese. Partner?
That was the worst Texas accent I've ever heard in my life.
Well, imagine a 10-year-old Alan Tudyk saying it, all right?
I guarantee you he had a better... he was from Texas. He had a better accent than you.
Everybody's a better Texas accent than me. On purpose.
Yeah, he would. It's one of the ones... No other networks would buy Firefly, so that probably kind of hurt a little bit, but he made the best of it. You know, they... him and Joss got together. Well, not him and Joss. You know, he didn't make it happen. But the crew and all them and Joss made the movie happen, which I kind of think helped launch him more into... I mean, he was the voice of the robot from iRobot, which I didn't know either.
Yeah, because you look at before times, there's a big one that you're forgetting, I think, put him in front of a lot of people, was A Knight's Tale.
Oh, yeah!
That movie was such an awful premise, but it was so entertaining. And he was such a... perfect character as Watt in that movie. Like, even if you didn't like that movie, you're like, oh, that Watt guy's pretty funny.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was in Patch Adams before that in 98. His first movie looks like 97 with 35 Miles to Normal, mm-hmm. or From Normal.
Yeah, which I never saw that one.
Mm-mm. I totally forgot about Knight's Tale. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. And the voice of Sonny and iRobot. Voices of Lenny, Oscar, and Dab in Ice Age. You talked about Dodgeball when he was Steve the Pirate. Then the Serenity movie, which you talked about. And then after that, I think his voice acting career really started to take off.
He was in Halo 3 as some of the Marines, which makes sense because some of those Marines were funny, and that must have been him. As a as a voice.
And it's funny because you go to his character credits, and you just see all these characters. Like, those characters didn't even make any voice. Oh, he just does sounds and stuff for a lot of them. But King Candy and Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
Just some of the range. He's Alistair Cray from Big Hero 6, the bad guy in Big Hero 6. He was the Duke of Wesselton in Frozen and
Weaselton,
Weaselton in Zootopia. he was Nosemore in Wreck-It Ralph 2. He's one of the characters in Doom Patrol. I'm looking through more and more of these characters, and there's ones that I don't even recognize.
this isn't a voice, but remember Tucker and Dale versus Evil?
If you like cheesy, over-the-top, gory horror movies that are really funny, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, do it. Just go watch it right now. I think it's on Netflix or something.
I think it is. Yeah, it's such a good movie. But I mean, he was in Transformers: Dark of the Moon.
Yep. Wasn't he just like...
He was Dutch.
That's right. I forgot Dutch was in there.
It's funny looking at these and just doing additional voices for different stuff and then just random, you know, one-off characters in like crime dramas and different stuff. This guy, I kind of want to meet him now.
I know.
I've kind of wanted to meet him in the past, but I think the first time I wanted to meet him, I was afraid that I would screw up his name.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's that.
I got to see if I can find my buddy Chuck got him to sign his bathroom book. And I recall Alan Tudyk's signing of it was absolutely hilarious. But with the brain of mine that we've talked about many times before, no idea what it was other than hilarious. So I'll see if I can dig that up.
Yeah, because he came and showed us. Because he's like, oh, yeah, because you were going to meet him and you're like, eh. And then you're like, how was it? And Chuck was just like, oh, he's so great and funny. He signed this book. And what was the caption in it?
I could see it for the next hour trying to spitball, and it's not going to come.
Yeah, no, yeah. Let's not do that because we'll screw it up.
Yeah, but it's the range of different things that he's on is the part that just baffles me. Go from Adventure Time to Injustice 2 to Puss in Boots to Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency to Big Hero 6 to American Dad to Santa Clarita Diet to The Tick.
Who was he in Santa Clarita?
He was Santa Clarita Diet. He was 7 episodes as Gary West. I've never watched the show, but I know what it's about. So.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
Gary in like the first season / second season partly was Nathan Fillion.
Oh.
And then he becomes the head, spoiler alert. And
and I don't remember him being Danger Boat in The Tick either, the new Tick series.
I haven't watched it.
It was pretty good too. I enjoyed it. It's different than the old one, but I liked it.
He had a brief cameo in Deadpool 2 as one of the rednecks with Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. And the TV show Powerless, do you remember that one? That was only one season in 2017? About the superhero agency type.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The evil boss in that.
I loved that show.
He was awesome.
No, wait, he wasn't evil.
He was the complete,
he was an idiot.
Horrible idiot boss that didn't know what he was doing. Like,
God, that show was so great. I was sad when they canceled that.
Yeah, we all were a little bit. Okay, a lot.
That was a funny, that was a really funny show.
I feel like you look at a lot of the things he has been in, and he is on the short end of the stick of a lot of shows. Like, oh, why'd they cancel that one? Does Hollywood have a thing against Mr. Tudyk?
I don't know, because I forgot Powerless. He was the cousin of Bruce Wayne, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that, Van Wayne.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, you should. It's only one season, but...
Yeah, if you want to jot these down, you got a to-do list of Alan Tudyk moments, and you'll be pleasantly surprised if you're not already a big fan of him, I think.
One thing you should also do, too, with this guy is see if you could find the YouTube video of him. They have a camera on him when he's doing the voiceover for Hey Hey. And, you know, when people do voices as it is, they kind of stretch their face out a little bit and do, you know, to get that, but... Him as the chicken, classic.
He takes that expressiveness to a whole new level, because I think that's one of the reasons as Wash in Firefly, he was such a great character, because he was pretty laid back and stoic most of the time, but when he decided to show emotion, he went full on like Muppet mode of his face twisting up and stretching all different ways, and it was a very visual way of like, wow, Wash is ticked off, or oh, Wash is in love, or...
I mean, he's also been, and I mentioned this briefly, but he was in Spam-A-Lot for a little bit, the Broadway show. He took over for Hank Azaria as Lancelot. So,
oh.
Yeah, he's been on Broadway.
Broadway.
That's pretty cool. Lives in New York City, but also has a place in L.A., of course. They all do.
Why can't he have a place like in Northern Colorado near us? Comes out here, I'll go buy him a beer.
Right. Hey, you like beer, cider, something?
Sprite, martini, I don't know. This is one of those moments where I knew that I really enjoyed the things that he's been in. And when I do just a little bit of research and digging and going through the memories of thinking of all my... He's probably on my list of favorite actors, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that many favorite actors because a lot of the times I really enjoy certain movies or certain characters, and it's nothing to do with the actor itself. Especially when you see him in other roles or other parts, you're like, okay, that was just played a character I really love. That doesn't necessarily mean I love the actor,
right?
But when they're repeatedly in so many things that you like, and then you see him in conventions doing interviews and videos on YouTube, like you just go search, like you said, the one of him doing the Hey Hey voice, but just some of his voiceover impressions that he has on YouTube that people have posted on there. That man is like a walking entertainment.
And honestly, just hearing everybody who meets him, I'm willing to shell out that money just to talk with him for a brief second to see, you know, if what he can do to make me laugh. Make me laugh! Funny man.
You're going to meet Alan Tudyk and say, entertain me!
Yeah. Hey, he might like it. He was in A Knight's Tale. Come on.
There's a wench joke to be made there, but...
Well, honestly, one of the things, too, is, you know, I liked Rogue One, being a Star Wars guy. I liked Rogue One as it was, but K2SO kind of brought...
He added the humor in the first part of that movie. Like,
I mean, you knew everybody was going to die in the end of that because we all seen A New Hope, so...
Yeah, people that were surprised by that obviously weren't paying attention.
Right. Oh, when's the sequel come out? 1970. Anyway, he brought that dry... sarcastic humor to that, and just to make me like a robot. That's
he made a robot come to life. It was very similar to the iRobot part of it.
That's true.
If you had a crappy voice actor for iRobot, that movie would have not been good at all.
Right.
But the chemistry that somebody that's just a voice actor can have with another person is crazy.
Well, I'm sure they had him all, you know, suited up in the thing, the motion capture suit, as the robot to capture some of the mannerisms, but overall, yeah, you're right. I mean, to be able to deliver that, and you feel something when he's going out in a blaze of glory, you're like, dang it, man. What's next for him?
What's next for him? Well, that's a very good question.
Because I know that's what you're looking at.
It wasn't, but I can sure come right up here.
Oh, other than...
He's going to be in the Untitled Star Wars TV series. Is K2SO that Disney's putting together for their channel.
Which is good, because we need more K2SO. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we need more Cassian, but, you know.
You know. He's in Star versus the Forces of Evil, a TV series that's going through at least this year. Resident Alien TV series, movie called Playing God, Aladdin, and the Harley Quinn TV series are all that's listed as his upcoming projects.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe he's got some other stuff hidden away there.
This makes me a little bit more excited for Aladdin. The live-action one.
Uh-huh.
To hear how he's going to bring Iago to life. Because, I mean, as annoying as Gilbert Godfrey was at time, he is that bird.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see his take.
Well, with that movie, a lot of it is. I mean, all the side characters, Gilbert Godfrey was that bird, and Robin Williams was that genie.
Mm-hmm.
So Alan Tudyk and Will Smith have their work cut out to give themselves, like, okay, this is going to be my character now, which... We'll see how it turns out. And I was worried, but at the same point, I'm like, well, at least they're giving it to some actors that have a chance to make it theirs. Because if they just had some hack doing a crappy Robin Williams impression or like a crappy Gilbert Godfrey impression, it wouldn't go over well.
Like the cartoon series of Aladdin.
Yeah, yeah. That just.
I remember watching that and being so disappointed. I'm like, wait a minute. That's not the same voice. But I'm kind of excited to see, you know, what he has to come in the future, because I hope some of these TV series take off. I'm like, this makes me a little bit more interested in the Harley Quinn animated series,
mm-hmm.
because I want to hear his rendition of the Joker, because the animated Joker has always been Mark Hamill, which is iconic. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly how he takes over that role. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wonder if Mark Hamill was like, gave him the, hey, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
I just checked his Facebook page, and apparently he says he's deleting his Facebook account because he doesn't trust Zuckerberg anymore. That was the last thing he posted on April 4th, which I'm hoping it's a joke.
Is that real? Like the verified Alan Tudyk Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. It says, hey, y'all, I'm deleting the Facebook account. I'm out. I don't trust Zuckerberg, to be honest, never having but enjoyed animal videos and the ability to talk to bush folks at once. So he might be off of Facebook. But I was looking through his page there, and he's one of the celebrities, too, that he's not afraid to show the real him.
Right.
He's got pictures of his dog, pictures of himself, like, half as a caveman from a museum, just random things he's got going on, putting on a hat and doing just tours walking around his house. He's an interesting person to follow.
Well, while you say that, I'm pulling up his Twitter, which I have a feeling I should follow his... Wow, his profile picture on Twitter makes him look like Pirate Steve.
Yep.
Or Steve the Pirate.
And just like that, I'm not following him on Twitter, too. You're part of history, folks.
Woo!
I'm number 406,001.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah. But his description on Twitter,
it
sums it up. No capitalization, no anything. I am an actor and bleep.
Okay. All right.
Like, he's a comedy actor and he doesn't take himself too seriously. That's like the match made in heaven, it feels like.
Mm-hmm. All right, we need to meet him.
We'll put it on the list.
We need to meet our long, ever-growing list.
Maybe we should need to create a Dungeons & Dragons campaign and just ask him to give us an intro for it.
Can you get you and your buddy Nathan Fillion together and maybe Felicia Day and just narrate our lives? Sure,
right? We got to get some better connections. We got to make more friends.
Friends.
What do you do? We talk to each other in a room every week. Man.
Bring it.
Call ourselves out.
Yeah.
But what do you think of Alan Tudyk? We're kind of wrapping up another one of our celebrity showcases. We should do these once a month.
Once a month.
Once a month. To try and highlight some of our favorite actors and actresses and creators and whatnot.
Well,
and I wonder what some of your favorite. Like, have you met Alan Tudyk? You got a story to share about a time you met him at a convention or in real life or ran into him at the grocery store or on a plane or something like that?
How awesome would that be? You're just going for, I bet he's a Frosted Flakes guy. You're reaching for that Frosted Flakes at the same time.
See, that's not where I feel like I'd be awkward because I don't think on the fly. I'd be like, hey, you're Alan Tudyk.
They're great.
You're shopping, huh? Me too.
You eat food. I do have to say,
so alike.
If you don't know who we're talking about and you haven't really seen anything,
I don't know why you'd still be listening. But.
Right. One of the things, and even if you are a fan and you haven't seen it, watch Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah, if that's your takeaway, is to go watch that movie.
We'll do that. Pirate Steve, it was good, but he wasn't a main part of that. And Knight's Tale was also a good one to see his character range. But
you know what I'm going to do after this? I'm going to go on YouTube and just look for like Alan Tudyk highlight reels of stuff.
Oh, you should.
Because I know there's people that I've seen ones before. People just put together like all of his lines from Firefly back to back to back to back to back.
Supercuts?
Yeah. That's his actual name for those. Look at that.
Yeah.
I remember stuff too. But follow us on the socials at Get Geekish. You can feel free to agree or disagree with Derek and myself. Love to have some friendly discussion.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're all about here at Get Geekish. We have passion about things, but we don't necessarily have time to actually know everything about everything.
I kind of want to watch the new show that he's going to be on, Star versus the Forces of Evil, because he's the voice of Ludo King River Butterfly, and that just sounds interesting to me.
It looks like a Steven Universe-ish type of show or something.
Well, it's just, yeah. One of the episodes is called Princess Quasar Caterpillar and the Magic Bell. I think I'm about that. Bring on King Candy. Let's see this.
All right. Alan Tudyk, our celebrity spotlight of the week. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll see you on the socials at Get Geekish.
Woo!